You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What is going on, folks?
Hope all y'all doing well.
Yes, sir. It's just feeling like things are starting to come together. Sports, football is starting to come around.
Yeah, getting preseason.
We're getting close to basketball preseason.
Yep.
I'm loving this.
Right, yeah, Rio Olympics slowly. I think today's the last day.
Today's the last day. You got a couple months. It'll be playoff time for baseball. I mean, stuff is coming now.
Yeah.
Stuff is coming.
Shout out to all the kids who had to go back to school. My son, I'm back to school. So far, he likes the teacher. So far.
Hey, so far. Right. That's until she pissed him off.
Right. parents on one hand, happy. Like, all right, my kid's back.
Yep.
Get him out the house.
Yep.
Now it's just like, oh, but now I got to get back on that school schedule.
Yep.
Which I hate.
Got to put them back to bed early and all that.
Got to get up earlier.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see it in my industry too. It's been a little bit slower now. The parents are taking their kids back to school and everything. So, remember those days of youth, being a kid, going to school, waking up 6:30 in the morning, having to jump on a yellow bus. I miss those days though. If I could be a kid again, those days were so much simpler. Well, I don't know in today's world.
Right.
It's hard being a kid today.
I know you got all these other distractions.
Oh, God. I just thinking about the social setting when I was younger and there were no cell phones like that. God, could you imagine now where everything got a camera? Like, you can't do nothing in privacy no more.
Nope.
Nothing.
Your social media is all important.
Jesus Christ. I couldn't be a teacher in today's world, dude.
Nah, it's like now it's your online rep.
Right.
Before it was just you gotta worry about your rep, now you worry about your online rep.
Yep. We used to play Snake in the Back, now kids is tweeting and Instagramming themselves and Snapchatting this and FaceTiming that and all this other stuff, Tendering and all that. I don't know what's going on anymore, but I guess it's good to be a kid, but I'm glad I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I grew up in the 90s.
Woo! I did too. Just gotta deal with it as a parent.
Yep.
So yeah, we getting into heading over down to the South, preview the AFC, NFC South today.
Hey, that's my town. Let's go.
Wrap up some other news. Probably some good what the fucks.
I know
Jonathan got something to say about people making up stories down there in Rio.
Yeah, a certain individual down there who smeared the name of Rio and, smeared the name of the United States and, smeared the name of white folks. White privilege at its finest. But I'll get into that.
Yeah, we can get on all that. So if y'all want to talk any sports with us, any feedback, comments, whatsoever, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can leave us reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We do read those. You can always get at us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, we do enjoy the 5-star reviews. Love them very much. And if you want to, know anything fantasy-wise, hit me up. I know drafts is around the corner. I know we got one next Sunday.
Yeah, we do.
So I got two, actually, next Sunday. So, hey, I'm ready to roll. Anything y'all want to know, hit us up, and I will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Yes, sir. So we got two emails today.
All right.
First one is from the homie Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor?
Titled, Shut Up, Cam. I let Cam live because all the other fuckery that happened after his comment. You know, the Giuliani statement and Lockley lying ass. But I'm not done with Cam. See, as a football fan, I pay attention to the characters that's in the public eye a lot. I like to see how they handle criticism and sometimes worldly issues. Although I don't expect athletes to be activists during these tragic times, I do believe if they step in that arena, don't act like shit is 50-50 in this world. In case Cam didn't notice, the KKK is still alive. Mm. Some officers are racist. Mm. Hell, I even think some folks are just racist because of fear. Mm. Cam is from the South, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
It's probably still a thicker vibe of racism than it is on the West or places that's very diverse.
Yep.
I look at it like this. You don't want to lose your endorsements or even get blackballed, maybe. I get it. But if that's the case, just don't say anything. Don't say anything that'll sound like you're going against history. Not too long ago, a white had something to say about your end zone dancing. Meanwhile, nobody ever had an issue with the discount double check, including me, and as of last week, my wife in the kitchen. Yeah, her weird ass was randomly discount double checking and cooking tacos. But let Cam dab in the end zone, and this white lady writes a letter complaining. Do you remember that, Cam?
Yep.
Next time, remember the letter and just shut up. Sell your cleats to youth football players and dress up on the GQ mag. If you're too scared to represent us, or duck the real issues, don't say anything. Mm. Sincerely, a cat that will still draft you if you're available in the 6th or 7th round of fantasy.
Woo! I like that. Shout out to you, Baylor. Hey, man, I feel you, Baylor. I know Baylor. When he heard Cam's comments, he was like, that is a what the fuck moment for show.
Yeah, he said it, man. Yeah, I know. I got cut off. I was like, thanks to Skype.
Yeah, I was like, dang it.
Yeah, I mean, we heard Aaron Rodgers said it. He was like, the NFL does not create an environment that allows for its players to speak out on social issues.
And I got cut off of freaking Skype last time, but that him saying that means that it's tenfold for the African American athletes in there. I'm like, if your white players, your white counterparts don't even feel comfortable speaking about social issues, the black folks definitely aren't going to be comfortable speaking about it because they're the ones who are going to be reprimanded and looked at as, you know, what are you talking about or this, that, and the other. But going back to Cam's comment, it was just the one specific comment he made that we were kind of past this whole racism issue. And I'm like, I'm with Baylor. I'm like, dude, are you not seeing what's going on in America right now? We're not past that issue. We've patched things up in certain areas, certain aspects. It ain't as bad as it used to be, you know what I'm saying, with your white only this and colored only that. From that aspect. But there is still segregation in the world, brother. You grew up in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta for a few years. I saw the segregation myself, just being there a few years. You know, shout out to my West End folks. That is the black town in Atlanta. I'm sorry. The West End, where all the HBCUs is at, you'd be lucky to find 3-4 white people out there. Seriously. Honestly, just because you'd find them probably be at the MARTA station catching the train or something. But besides that, the West End is nothing but black folks. Same with pretty much Bankhead and stuff like that down there. When you go to, like, downtown Atlanta, there are two malls. There's Lenox Mall and there's Phipps Mall. Lenox Mall, the black mall. Okay?
Yeah, I've heard that and I've heard it.
Lenox Mall is the black mall. You go there, it's pretty much majority black folks. Majority, you know, it's a little, you walk in, it's a little bit dimmer. Mm-hmm. It's not as nice. You go across, literally, like, down the street, you go to Phipps Mall. Versace and Armani Exchange. It's all bright and taken care of. All the white folks, and you can. It's just right. It's right in front of your face.
For us, it would be like going to Century City Mall and then going to Crenshaw,
basically, or like going to like Beverly Center or something. Like, you know, it's just. It's like it's night and day, but it's right there in your face, and it's almost like they're immune to it down there. Like looking from the outside in, you're like, this is just. It's blatant, but it's almost like that's the reality down there. So, I mean, for me, it was like, Cam, you know, miss me with that whole, you know, I get what you were saying, Like, get you were trying to, you know, be the bigger person. But it, again, to me, is similar to Jordan. You're tiptoeing that line. Let me give some to the white folks and to the black folks. Like, no. We need the help right now. We need the support right now. And last but not leave it at this, when Michael Bennett made those comments and he brought up Cam Newton's name, I wish he would have brought up, if not Russell Wilson's name, some of these white quarterbacks. We need Aaron Rodgers to say something. Mm-hmm. We need Ben Roethlisberger to speak up. We need Tom Brady to say something. Because we've been saying stuff for years. And it seems like nobody's listening to us. But the white folks say something. They get heard. Mm-hmm. We need their help to speak up, too.
Right. And if Cam don't want to be the one.
If you want to be the guy, that's fine.
I understand. You just can't say you pass it. You
can't tiptoe that line, right, dude. You can't.
Right. Especially when, you know, like I read in the, and they put in the GQ article where they're like, dude, you just did an interview with Ebony.
Yep.
Like a month prior, and you start talking about this.
And you
so
start.
If you don't want to talk about it in this interview, you just have to find the right words to say. You know what? It's tough. I'd rather not address it at this time. You know, fine. Like,
and you made
racism is a heavy ass topic, and everybody don't want
to
talk about it.
It's uncomfortable to talk about. Mm-hmm. It really is. So, you know, shout out to you, Baylor.
Yeah,
letting your frustrations be known. I get it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I sure would draft Cam Newton too if he's available in the 6-7 for sure.
And we got got a new one.
All right.
And this is before the hype. Hello, Brothers Layman. I'm a long-time listener, but this is my first email.
What's up?
I guess makes me a long-term stalker, but I'm cool with that. All good. I want to thank Jonathan for his fantasy advice. I'm a competitive female in a league with my boyfriend and three of my male friends, so I'm looking to kick some ass.
Hey, word.
I also want to let him know I'm completely ignoring that disclaimer, so if I lose, you're going to need to swing $25 this way, bro. Good luck to you both this season, and may the football gods be with you, Emma. Or M. P.S. Your 5-star review was contingent on my fantasy outcomes.
Ooh, dang. Well, now you're making me nervous. Now, what's her name? M?
Yep.
Oh, appreciate that, M. Hey, I told you. You listen to me. I got you on the draft part. I can't pick you. I can't start who you want to start, though. Now, if you ask me, you send a question this way and say, hey, who should I start this week or whatnot, gladly help you out. But if you don't hit me up, I can't pick your team. You know, I can't start who you're going to start. You know what I'm saying? But I damn sure will get you a good draft.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, let it be known. But appreciate the email. Thank you for being a long-time listener. And, you're going to win, so I'm expecting that 5-star review very soon.
There
thank you.
You. Go. Yeah, thanks for writing in.
No, absolutely. Any more extra questions, please feel free to write on in. We love to hear from new listeners all the time. You know, makes us happy.
Oh,
makes
us
happy that you guys are enjoying this and listening. And, you know, we just want, that makes me want to give some more content. Damn, I want to do another fantasy thing now.
Yeah, no, I saw that this morning. I was like, oh, sweet. Love hearing from the first time.
Absolutely.
Writers in.
Especially a right female. Man. Dig that. Kick their ass.
Yep. We don't care.
They gonna like, be like, how did she know who to pick? She gonna be like, I got my secrets.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, as long as you be playing, that's what's up. I don't know. We ready for hours.
Oh yeah.
I believe we may have an open spot. I know one person already asked. So if those of y'all who are interested, let me know. Can't guarantee nothing, but I do think one spot may be opening.
All right.
So, but I know. Well, somebody hit us up about it before, so we'll see.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I'm winning. You know, I mean, that's just what it is. So, I can't wait to win.
All right. So, yeah, appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely appreciate all that.
All right, let's jump into this preview. Yeah, we started with the East last week. Sorry it came out so late. I was trying to get that out there.
Yeah.
We just recorded late and
Skype was doing its thing.
All that. Yeah. So, I didn't get as early as I wanted to. But that's all good. So, yep. Yeah, this one, we going over to the south end of things.
To the south, baby. That's where my second homes. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah, we're gonna jump in with the AFC South.
Oh, snap.
So, going into last season.
That's the underachieving division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Houston Texans squeaked out a 9-7 to win the AFC South.
Like, surprisingly.
Yeah.
With Brian Hoyer.
5-1 in the division.
My man.
They in the playoffs, just struggled from there.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was very ugly.
Behind them were the injury-riddled Colts.
I'm surprised they finished second.
Yeah, 8-8.
Shout out to Matt Hasselbeck.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck injury done knocked everything out of whack. Then you going down 5-11 Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, showed some flashes. Yeah. It's about time, you know, you stockpiled top five picks for 25 years. Then eventually, I'm just playing.
But at least they got some excitement. Maybe we can, some excitement there. We can take some steps. Mm-hmm. And last, at 3-13 Tennessee Titans.
Again, though, I like the direction they're going. I like the pieces they have. You know, we'll shoot. We starting from the bottom and going to the top. So, I guess we're going to start with the Tennessee Titans. Love what Tennessee is doing. No, last year, you know, they drafted Marcus Mariota, number two, who, again, I already said I personally would have picked over Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. That's just me, just because of his accuracy. He's shown in the preseason so far, it looks like he has a better grasp of the offense. He's been really, really accurate. I think he's like only missed like one pass the whole preseason. But again, with the addition of DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, that's a big addition.
And then you add in they drafted Derrick Henry. That's thunder and thunder right there. Mm-hmm. They're going to ground and pound the rock. They're going to take a lot of the pressure off Marcus Mariota, who gives him a third threat to run if he chooses to do so as well. So I like what they're doing. I like the approach they're taking. That trade with the Doyle Green Beckham that we talked about. I thought that made a huge statement that we're not going to tolerate dudes who aren't taking stuff seriously.
Because it was weird because I was like, wow, it was a risky move, but you can tell getting the line, they're clearly focused on running this rock, taking the pressure off. And it seems like in the league, if you have a strong running game with a quarterback who can run, good things seem to happen. At least for a year or two.
Especially for a young guy who's still trying to understand the nuances of the game. It's going to be interesting just because receiving-wise, he's going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I know Kendall Wright was big, but I think he's falling on the depth chart. They got Tajae Sharpe, who they drafted in the fifth round, who like leapfrogged in front. And it's one of the reasons they traded Green Beckham.
Yeah. I know
they added Andre Johnson, which is whatever.
Yeah,
you still got
Rashard
Harry
Matthews.
Douglas. You still got Rashard Matthews. Delanie Walker's still going to get his targets. Yeah, he's going to be a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I like their O-line.
O-line's gotten better. They've improved on their O-line.
So I like what they're seeing. I mean, throughout the preseason, they've shown flashes of just being able to tote that rock, man. That's going to take them a long way because it almost seems like they haven't had a really good running game since Eddie George.
Well, shit, since Chris Johnson early on.
Oh, yeah, when he ran for Chris 2K.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Right.
And that's been years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while since Tennessee's been relevant again. Again, I don't expect them to have a turnaround season and be like, you know, 10-6 kicking in the door for the playoffs. I expect improvement. Defensively, yeah, they're still working some things out there.
Yeah.
Who's my boy from SC? Jarrell Casey.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a beast. Think they still got Derek Morgan in there. I mean, they've got some pieces, but their defensive backfield is not very good. linebackers. I mean, you still got Wesley Woodyard, who I dig from my Denver days. I mean, I think they still got Brian Arakpo.
Yeah.
You got pieces here and there. It'll be interesting to see. Mike Mularkey hasn't had the best success, you know, in the league. So it'll be interesting. It's nice to keep the continuity. He took over last year when Ken Whisenhunt got let go.
Yeah.
So you're at least keeping some continuity going. But again, we'll see. But I expect them. They'll be 6-10, something like that. 5-11.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect improvement. But I don't expect leaps and bounds.
Right. And then looking at their schedule, they start off week one versus Minnesota, and then at Detroit versus Oakland, and at Houston, at Miami versus Cleveland versus Colts, Jacksonville at San Diego. Then you get to week 10 versus Green Bay.
Oof.
You know, and they have a bye week 13. Then week 14 got a tough back-to-back versus Denver at Kansas City.
Oh, they're playing AFC West.
Then they end at Jacksonville versus Houston. So, it's not terrible.
Yeah, there's winnable games there. Mm-hmm. But, I'll probably say 6-10. 5-11, 6-10-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just about it.
Yeah.
All right, then moving on to these Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ah, the most overrated and overhyped team in the offseason.
Man, you know a lot of that is just because of fantasy football.
Yep.
And
that's the reason I'm like, you've got to separate the two. Because people are like, oh, man, because he's so good at fantasy.
Blake Bortles going to be a top 10 QB. Like, slow down.
Maybe next year. Mm-hmm. Fantasy-wise, probably. But, I mean, in reality, I don't expect him to duplicate what he did last year. One of the reasons being is because I think they're going to be better, which means they're not going to be down 30 freaking points in the fourth quarter anymore. I don't think they're going to be like that, where you got to throw the ball so much to catch back up. Because a lot of those touchdowns and stuff came in garbage time.
Yep.
So let's just keep that in mind. but I think they are going to improve. They added Chris Ivory to form a 1-2 punch with him and TJ Yeldon.
Denard Robinson's still on the
Denard Robinson, you still got him. Allen Robinson blew up last year.
You think he might be top 10? Somebody's picking him top 10 wide receiver.
I've seen him go in the top 10 as far as receivers in fantasy. I don't know touchdown wise if he's going to duplicate what he did, but I look for him to improve on his numbers from last year. He looks amazing in the preseason. He's been making some crazy catches. Allen Hurns is going to be kind of, I don't know, just because Allen Hurns, as good as he is, he gets hurt a lot. He gets hurt a lot. Marquise Lee is always banged up from his USC days. Tight end wise, Julius Thomas, again,
he was hurt last year, wasn't he?
Was hurt last year.
Yeah.
He had like the one healthy year he had was that year he balled in Denver.
Well, he
went nuts.
He was like second in touchdowns behind Gronk. You were like, damn.
And I mean, the potential and the talent was always there. It's just he can never freaking stay healthy. So again, he's another one. He's kind of hit or miss. You don't know. For all accounts, he's been healthy all offseason. So I look for him to bounce back.
Right. So you figure they should be able to put up some points.
I expect them to be competitive and put up some points. Their offensive line, we'll see.
Yeah.
It was so-so last year. Defensively, I think they'll be better.
Took your boy, Malik Jackson.
Yeah, man.
That money.
And again, these are times where you got to ask people. I think Malik Jackson is going to ball out, but you got to wonder if he's a product of the system and the talent around him, or if he was just that good. But I from a Broncos fan standpoint, I miss Malik Jackson already. I want him back. But I think he's going to do some good things. You got Dante Fowler, who they picked in the top three last year, who's back. For all accounts, looks pretty good. They drafted Jalen Ramsey in the top five this year at cornerback. They still got, who's my boy, Jonathan Cerepian or whatever his name is, the safety. So, I mean, I like their pieces. You still got Paul Puzlowski, whatever his freaking name is. I think their defense is going to be better.
They added Prince Akamura.
Yeah, you got Prince Akamura Moore. It's going to be better. They got Tashaun Gibson as well, who they added from the Browns. I think they'll be better. I don't think they're going to be great. I think it's still going to take some time for this collective unit of talent to come together and really flourish. But I think all the pieces are there. I just think it's going to, you know, it's just going to take a little time for this. I'll probably give them another year. And then I think there'll be a team ready to make a leap for the playoffs. I think this season they'll probably look around 8-8-ish. I don't have high expectations.
Reasonable.
But I want them to be at least battling for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll necessarily get one, but at least be in the mix towards the end of the season.
Yeah, they should be more closer to 500 this
season. I think so. At worst, I see them 7-9.
And they got a rough one. Start out week one versus Green Bay. And that's San Diego versus Baltimore versus Indy for their bye week in week five. Winnable games at Chicago,
so
Oakland at Tennessee, week Kansas City week 9, Detroit week 11, Buffalo week 12, Denver versus Denver week 13, and then they end playing their divisions week 15 through 17.
I mean, hey, not bad schedule. Hey, they're starting off pretty rough, but when you start improving, that's what happens.
Yeah, they need to, you know.
They got to show some.
Yeah, they got to show some flashes before they go into the bye. Because after that, they can start making a nice little push.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, we always want to see teams getting better. That's the point.
That's all we want to see. I just want to see improvement. They got all the pieces there.
Yeah, and you can't just keep drafting high every year. At some point, it has to
turn. It's got to turn around, yeah. So, I mean, I know people question Blake Bortles going at number three, but he's turned out to be pretty damn good.
Look, I mean, it's just like, all right, well, you're in charge, and you need a quarterback. Go ahead, because it's so damn easy to find him, right? Apparently.
Well, people...
Look, he's shown he's all right.
My thing is, I'm like, it's his third year. I mean, Jesus Christ. We're acting like he's a 10-year vet or something, you know? So, I mean... You got to tamper expectations, especially with a young quarterback on a sorry team. I mean, you got to really tamper your expectations. It's one thing if you throw one in there and he just got talent everywhere and you're like, all right, it's third year, Akili Smith. What the hell's going on?
Right.
But, you know, if you ain't got much talent around you at the quarterback position, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't too many Elways and Andrew Lux and Peyton Manning's around.
Nah, usually
you just don't find them dudes everywhere.
They go hella early.
Or they're lucky, diamond in the rough. Yeah, right. You luck out and get them.
You know, you luck out and find a Russell Wilson, some that guy who falls.
Yeah.
Usually good ones that they feel they're going to take early.
Yep.
As we've seen in this past draft. Like, we're taking two quarterbacks first. Like, man, word? Okay. Guys be reaching.
But yep.
No, that's why we say everybody complain. But they ain't got no quarterback, though.
Yep, like, that's all it is. If you ain't got no quarterback, it don't matter.
No, that's how people treat it.
Yep.
So you're like, well, shit, you see why people go nuts trying to find a quarterback. You know, but this team don't have that issue. Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck, rough season last year.
Sorry, Mr. Luck, them Broncos lacerated your spleen or your kidney or whatever it was. But, yeah. Played that ferocious Denver D, and he got mollywopped.
People took him high, too.
I did. I sure did. I was one of those who was like, damn it. Why did my defense have to kill my quarterback? But it's all good.
Yeah, but, expecting him to have a bounce-back season, we hope. Same with Frank Gore. I expect a little bit more from Frank Gore this season as well. We got a second year with and it's just an offense, man. T.Y. Hilton. And because of that, he should still produce.
T.Y. is going to produce. Dante Moncrief is going to produce. We'll see if Philip Dorsett can become that third guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dwayne Allen, since he's going to be kind of the guy.
Yeah, because they got rid of...
they got rid of Kobe Fleener.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Gore, they're going to rely on him heavily because his backups have looked bad in the preseason. Bad. So... He's a fantasy sleeper. He gonna be a three down dude as old as he is. But for all intents purposes, I expect Andrew Luck to have a bounce back season this year. Preseason game yesterday, he was sliding, which is what you want to see. Instead of running in taking shots left and right, he was sliding, maintaining, keeping his body from harm, which is what you need him to do.
Yeah, I think they started. Pressuring him to do that more often this season, just because, like,
as
I
mean, he should,
right? Because he's got the sides, and you know, I know guys want to, you know, show the effort, make the plays, but they're like, all right, now you've done it a few years, let's dial it back a bit, be safe, you know, take the risk only when necessary, you know, ain't no point on the first down, we'll just eat it.
And big question is going to be their O line. Because their O-line was horrendous last year. So, I mean, can they improve? Can they protect much better? You know, we don't know. We'll see, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we hope so, man, because we've been the biggest complaint. Like, get this man some help.
That's all I'm saying. I'm like, if you spent the number one pick on him, you gave him $100-something million, yeah, protect that man.
Mm-hmm. Put some money and some draft picks in that line.
Exactly.
Defensively... Yeah, they got some dudes.
Defensively, they're okay. I mean, their defensive line is all right. I know they've been dealing with some injuries here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker core, you still got Quell Jackson. You got
Robert Mathis.
You still got Robert Mathis, who's on his last legs.
Yeah.
Nate Irvin, they still got at one spot. I mean, they're okay. Defensive backfield, you still got Vontae Davis,
mm-hmm.
who's still one of the better corners in the league. But again, yeah, it's not great.
No.
So, I mean, yeah. I don't know with this team.
It's all on offense.
It's all on Andrew Luck again to carry the load, and that's a lot asking for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. As we've seen with, you know, as we know, we go with this division, a lot of the opponents are going to be similar. Week one versus Detroit. Week two at Denver.
Mm.
Pounding. I'm going to be San Diego at Jacksonville versus Chicago at Houston, Tennessee. Week 8 and 9. It's a lot of Kansas City, Green Bay. I've seen that so far. I'm like, schedule needs back-to-back. Mm. They have a bye week 10. It's right after the Green Bay game. You know, and then week 11, Tennessee, 12 versus Pittsburgh. Mm. Week 13 at the Jets.
Mm.
Okay. You got week 15 at Minnesota, week 16 at Oakland, and you end versus Jacksonville. You know, this
I could see them finishing like 10-6.
They could.
Something around there.
You know, but their schedule is mixed up where they can
make a run.
Off a few runs, and then there's a little bump in the roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave them a little more that I'm curious to see how Houston's going to look. But, I mean, getting the Jets, getting the Steelers, yeah, you got a little more competition than the others. But
mm-hmm.
Come on, Andrew Luck.
Yep.
We need you.
Yep.
Right in. And then we go on to these Texans.
Yep.
They finally won the damn division after forever and a day.
I'm going to put my personal feelings aside.
That one, because the quarterback, Brock Osweiler, new quarterback.
All I can say is, man, all he got to do is not mess up. That's it. Basically, what he was paid to do in Denver, that's all he really has to do here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You added Lamar Miller, which was, I think, the move of the offseason. I think Lamar Miller is going to be a beast. He was so underutilized in Miami. Mm-hmm. He should be fresh, because they are of the whole complaint while he was in Miami, was like, he don't get enough touches.
Yeah. Then so, he'd get a touch, and you'd be like, dang.
You'd be like, good Lord, he's balling. Oh, he only getting 10 carries a game. Like, what the?
So
now he's going somewhere. He getting at least 20 carries a game. Mm-hmm. He's going to probably get 5-6 catches a game. So he's getting a lot of touches. So, again, I expect a huge year out of Lamar Miller.
DeAndre Hopkins blew the hell up last season.
He was a beast.
With poor with quarterback.
With nothing. I mean, with Brian Hoyer. I don't know what it is with Brian Hoyer and these receivers, because he went nuts with Josh Gordon and he went nuts with DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins was getting like 140 yards and 2 touchdowns. You're like, with who?
Brian Hoyer was killing me, boy. So, I mean,
he's trying to prove he can get paid because he decided to not hold out.
He's trying to prove it's not it wasn't a fluke year. They added some weapons with Will Fuller. And then you got Braxton Miller. Now, both are rookies, so it's going to be in a little bit of an adjustment period.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end-wise, I don't even know who it is.
CJ.
Fizz Dorsiewicz or whatever from Iowa. Yeah, whatever. They don't have one. As far as I'm concerned, a tight end, they ain't got one. Their offensive line should still be stout.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said with Mr. Osweiler, you got a defense over there. All you got to do is just not mess it up. You got J.J. Watt, the best defensive player in the freaking world.
Yeah, I hope for his sake, man. He's taking a beating, man, for real. Like, he had, like, injury upon injury last season.
He had, like, was still five major injuries.
Mm-hmm. And still played it. So that's asking a lot for that dude.
And personally, I don't think it's fair sometimes, because they're putting all this pressure on a defensive dude. Like, well, he ain't winning in the playoffs. I'm like, well, when you got Brian Hoyer at quarterback – you know, what do you want me to do? I can only do so much. I mean,
you want him the quarterback too.
Everybody's like, "Well, Von Miller did." I'm like,
"Von Miller." I was like, "Von Miller doesn't. One player does not equal
no
great all time defense." I was like,
"At all."
I was like, "He had DeMarcus Ware over there."
You had DeMarcus Ware. You had T.J. Ward. You had Malik Jackson. You had cats all over the place
who
were making
the other dude that got big money. I feel like from that left the Bronco. It was Malik Jackson and somebody else.
Who left?
I can't think of the other dude.
David Bruton left.
But I'm just saying. And then you had that monster.
Oh, Danny Trevathan.
Yeah.
Middle linebacker.
Right. And then your backfield was nuts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know.
The no-fly zone, baby.
Right.
I mean, for
Houston, I'm like, can we please see that Jadeveon Clowney, please? Can we see that number one pick?
Did you see the play yesterday?
No.
I'm like, if Jadeveon Clowney can stay healthy for one full season, my God, it might be.
What did he do?
He baited, like, they were playing, well, it was the Saints. Mm-hmm. But he baited, like, he dude was on skates. Like, he pushed this dude, and dude was just like, just flying right back into the quarterback. Oh, wow. You're like, you were like, dang, okay. I'm like, if you can, if he can just stay healthy, they'd have a ferocious mm-hmm. defensive line. You still got Winton, Marcellus.
Yep, Winton Marcellus.
On one side, you still got Brian Cushing. Mm-hmm. He's been a big staple in that defense. So I mean, I like what they're doing. Yeah, still got Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah, Vince Wilfork on the team.
Still got Vince Wilfork in the middle, locking it down. You know, Romeo Crennel, still a very good defensive mm-hmm. coordinator. That's why I'm like, Brock, you got paid buku money to not screw it up. That's all you got to do. Just don't mess it up.
Yeah.
That's it. So, I mean you know.
He felt like he wanted to get more. Now you're a starter.
Yeah.
He's and a starter. And now it's your team, so it's none of that. You know, oh, well, you following Peyton Manning mm-hmm. and Elway and all that. Nope, you're going to Texas.
He can create his own legacy.
Yep. Because they haven't. Who's been their best quarterback?
Let's see. They had David Carr for a long time.
Yeah. What's the man that
they had Matt Schaub.
Yeah, I think Matt Schaub's probably been they.
Probably doing them Kubiak years.
Yeah.
Probably been the best one. Yeah,
you got a lot to work with.
Yeah.
You know, just looking at the schedule, start off week one versus Chicago, week three at New England, week six, Indianapolis, week seven at Denver. Yeah. Everybody at Denver.
That is exactly why they made the AFC South play the AFC West this year. For that exact reason, they were like, oh, no, we making Brock Osweiler play Denver.
At Denver on Monday.
I told you. Hey, we making him play there at Denver, too. He's going to hear the boos rain down on him, boy.
Damn. Woo. He's got a bye week nine. We connect Jacksonville. And week 13, they're at Green Bay. Week 16 versus Cincinnati. Okay, so this not no slouch one either. No. All winnable games with this division.
I can see them going again, like similar to Indy, like 10-6, 11-5. But again, this is a lot of pressure on Brock.
But I'm saying, like, you play in the AFC West. You got New England week three. Ugh.
He's beat them before.
Yeah, Minnesota's not bad, so I can't not count them out. Then Green Bay week 13. Cincy week, yeah, you got some joints in there, some circle games. So,
but again, this is about Brock Osweiler. He's got to show that he can be that dude because again, they get to the playoffs and he plays like doo-doo.
Yeah,
all the fans gonna say it's the same old thing all over again.
We
get to the playoffs and y'all, you whack. I don't know if they've won a playoff game yet. I think they might have won one.
Maybe.
Back when Kubiak was called. I think. Maybe. But I'm not sure.
What happened last year? They lost
They were horrible in Kansas against Kansas City.
Yeah.
We threw like 80,000 picks. It was bad.
Oh, that was one like, well, how come you didn't start so-and-so? You're like, yeah. Alright, so yeah, looking at this, for me, they were both close. Even though Indy has the names and all that, I think Houston seems to be more well-rounded. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with them to win the division. Mm-hmm. Maybe 9-7, maybe about 10. They can up it to about 10-6. Mm-hmm. If they go over 10-6, I will be very impressed. I think 10-6, I mean, they're going to be battling the Colts for this division. I think the Colts should finish above 500 as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're in the wild card, but I think, of course, it's going to come out of these two teams. Jacksonville was 5-11. Say about 8-8, maybe more, but I mean that's a little pushing it. But I can see them 8-8, you know, at least showing like, hey, we close. Tennessee, 6 wins, they can double that, maybe 5.
Yeah,
you know, but it's a lot of work. This division is not going to be easy.
No,
you've actually got some real talent in this division. So Tennessee got some work about it for them, but I think Houston. I think we'll kind of build on their momentum and take the AFC South once again.
I would agree. Yeah, I think Houston, I think with Brock Osweiler being able to sit for like 3-4 years, as much as he doesn't want to, live up, I guess, or live in the shadow of Peyton Manning. I'm sure he learned a lot from Peyton, being able to sit there, learn how to, you know, be a professional, how to work and all this other stuff. So he should be ready to roll once the season starts. He's the flat out starter, so I expect to see some big things from him. He's got all the requisite tools. He's got the size, he's got the arm strength and all that stuff. So it's just up to him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the talent. I mean, I love Lamar Miller. I've been a Lamar Miller fan since his days at the University of Miami. So I roll with that guy anywhere. plus, I think their defense is still going to be solid and stout up front. So I see them finishing probably 11-5.
Okay.
I think. Indy, I see them finish in second, maybe 9-7, 10-6-ish. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville right behind them. I think they're going to show some improvement, show some flashes this year, but I don't think it'll be enough. So I see them finishing maybe 7-9, maybe 8-8 at okay. the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then, with Tennessee, 5-11, mm-hmm. at best 6-10.
Mm-hmm.
But slowly building.
Mm-hmm. Now you want to see how the quarterback's doing in second year.
Yes.
All right, we're moving on to the NFC side. You know what? Like, hey, Cam Newton, 15-1.
Everybody
got to the Super Bowl.
Forgot about that, though.
Yeah, man, I think last year I had them winning the division, but I did not see anywhere near 15-1 at all.
I don't think anybody did.
5-1 in the division, just smacking us around.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, this division, what, the last couple of years, we were just like, who wants this division?
Well, it always fluctuates.
Right. And then they kind of took hold. So shout out to them. You know, made it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Behind them, 8-8 Atlanta Falcons.
Underachievers again.
Yeah, that's just because you remember them years where they were actually Super Bowl contending teams. You're like, well,
they
what
were
happened?
At the NFC Championship game. You're like, oh, my God, they were there. And then after that,
it's just, yeah. Not bad.
And not bad under the first year under coach, my boy, he came from Seattle,
yeah.
I forget his name.
It's missing me as well. But, yeah, they played all right behind them, 7-9 New Orleans Saints.
Oh, Dan Quinn.
Yes. You know, Sean Payton back, signed that extension.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back.
Now, let's see if they can their defense can do anything.
Yeah.
They've had the worst defense.
Stop relying on Drew Brees to do everything. And then behind them at last, 6-10, Tampa Bay.
Which wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
Considering you got a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm. 3-3 in the division. Atlanta was 1-5 in the division. Lord. So, yeah, it was basically, you know,
it was
three
Cam.
Teams fighting for second.
Yep.
So we'll start with Tampa Bay Bucks, Jameis Winston.
Famous Jameis.
Second year. He was nice. Very impressed. Unfortunately, it did not help Lovie Smith keep his job, which was like
which
a word.
Which was foul. Which was
seriously?
So foul.
Yeah, that was cold, but I don't know. I forgot who's the coach.
You got Dan Kiter or something like that. He was the offensive coordinator last year.
Okay. But yeah, you got Doug Martin back. You know, he got some nice money this season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Charles Sims. You know, Doug Martin, we want to see what you do.
Hey, Charles Sims was nice.
Mm-hmm. Now that you got your money, can you keep it up? Yeah, Charles Sims was a nice change of pace back for him. Mike Evans continues to get better.
Well, he's got to bounce back. He had a little down year last year.
Yeah, but I think, you know, full year with Winston should help. Vincent Jackson on the other side.
Just stay healthy.
Really.
That's all you got to do.
It looks like they're starting Cameron Bratt.
All right, tight end?
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin Jenkins is whack. And apparently is a knucklehead, so the coach is like, I ain't dealing with
demotion.
It. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, the offense was pretty good. I'm sure they'll make some steps. Defensively, had moments.
They got my boy Gerald McCoy.
Yeah.
He's still a beast. You got Levante David in the linebacker at one spot. And who's the other dude who blew up last year? Alexander?
Quan Alexander.
Yeah. LSU. He was a beast last year, too, before he got hurt.
William Golston.
You still got in the defensive back, you got
Brent Grimes.
They added Brent Grimes. They drafted who's my dude from Florida? Something the third. Van something the third.
Oh, it's not Vernon Hargraves.
Yeah, Vernon Hargraves, the third. And then you
got Chris Conte.
Still got Chris Conte. I mean, they got some weapons on the defensive side, but yeah, I see some slight improvement from this team, based on Jameis Winston's improvement. But I mean, well, based on last night, he looked bad. But it's just preseason. But I think this team will bounce back. I don't think honestly they're gonna get a whole lot better. Maybe 7-9.
Yeah.
I see them maybe improving like a game.
Yeah, they might, but this schedule brutal.
Uh-oh.
So they're week one at Atlanta, yeah. Week two at Arizona.
Oof.
Then they play.
Are they playing the West?
Yeah, look, yeah.
Oh.
And they play the Rams.
Ooh.
And then week four versus Denver. Week five at Carolina. And then they start their bye. And they up into the yay, playing Frisco and Oakland.
Oh, boy.
Week 11 at Kansas City. Week 12 versus Seattle.
Mm.
Week 14, dang. New Orleans. Week 15 at Dallas. Week 16 at New Orleans. Week 17 versus Carolina. Oof.
Yeah, maybe a game.
Oof.
They might even drop.
Yeah.
Because, Jesus.
It might be 6-10 again.
Yeah, I didn't realize how brutal that schedule was.
Yeah.
Woo. But I like Jameis. I think he's going to improve a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They should still be pretty good on offense. Defensively is where the questions are going to come in. Maybe a game 7-9. I'll give him 7-9.
Yes.
That's a brutal schedule. That's a brutal one.
All right, off to the Saints. Man, first off, I mean, prayers to go out to these folk that's dealing with this damn storm and like, because it didn't seem like you said there was no name. You didn't really hear nothing about it. And then all of a sudden you're like, yo, this storm done killed a gang of damn people. You're like, what storm? I ain't hear shit. I'm like, wow. Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's insane, man. And yeah, shout out to those families and those people who lost their homes and lost people that care, lost their loved ones and stuff. It's just, it's a crazy situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the world, man, is going crazy right now.
Yeah, so hopefully these Saints can bring them some good joy. Vibes.
Yeah.
You know, Drew Brees back once again, continuing to do his thing. You know, we'll see if Mark Ingram can build off of what he did very impressive last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, okay, I didn't see that.
That's right.
Still got Tim Hightower, CJ Spiller.
Yeah.
He ain't getting drafted for shit. I drafted him. That was a big error on my part.
Remember them Buffalo years?
Yeah, he's gone. So you got Willie Snead.
You got Brandon Cooks. They drafted Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Kobe Fleener, they added.
Hey, that he's about to break out.
Mm-hmm.
That is the tight end sleeper of draft, baby. Because I've been doing my drafts. That fool ain't going to like the 8th, 9th round. I'm like, what? That is a steal. Period. Because, I mean, he is Jimmy Graham now. He's basically like the same size.
You saw how much Ben Watson was getting last season.
I'm like, you can't. And he's better than Ben Watson. So, mm-hmm. And he was so held back at Indy. It would not shock me if he put up close to like 100 catches.
Mm.
He's going to have a breakout season. I'm telling you.
I can see that.
I'm telling you.
Even had a Green Bay's finest, John Kuhn.
Hey, you can't go wrong with Kuhn. That name is so fitting in the South, isn't it? No, but yeah, I like John Kuhn. I mean, fullbacks are becoming like a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you got a good one,
yeah,
it works.
You get in that, you get close to the red line.
That's like an extra offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Punch it in.
Yeah, the O line has question marks after that game last night against Houston when Jadeveon Clowney was beasting and just killing their O line. So I mean, we'll see what happens with that, and then do we even need to get into their defense? Because shout out to 35th Kentucky. Sheldon Rankins went down. No, we mentioned that on the last episode. So that's a blow they don't need.
No.
You still got Cameron Jordan on one side. He's a beast, but and not much behind them.
Yeah, I don't see much that's going on here. Like,
Yeah, you got P.J. Williams, a cornerback. He was a rookie last year. He was hurt, so whatever. we'll see if I do like their safety. They got Jerry's Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got who's the other dude?
Kenny Vaccaro?
Yeah, Kenny Vaccaro.
Okay.
He had a down year last year, but I expect him to bounce back, hopefully bounce back.
And Roman Harper's still on the team.
Yeah, after, well, he was with Carolina last year.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
brought him back. They needed some good mojo on that defense. So we'll see, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, defensively, it can't get no worse.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And their schedule, they start off week one versus Oakland.
Not bad.
Week two at the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta at San Diego. Then they're on a week five bye.
Okay.
And they come out of that. Week six versus Carolina.
Oof.
Week seven at Kansas City.
Mm.
Week eight versus Seattle.
Mm.
Week 10 versus Denver. Mm. Week 11 at Carolina.
Mm.
God damn. And you got week 15 at Arizona. Oof, my God. It's like you come out that bye week and like hitting you.
Ooh.
That's going to be, ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah. And then, you know, December, not bad. I mean, 13 versus Detroit at Tampa Bay. And you got I mean, when you get down to the end after Arizona, I mean, that should be their momentum. If they want to make the playoffs, start pushing back then. But this division is going to have it rough.
Yeah. Based
this
on their
ain't no joke.
Based on their defense, I ain't expecting much.
Nah, it's going to be a lot of more pressure on
Drew Brees. You got to carry it again, sir.
Mm-hmm. And we're moving on to the Atlanta Falcons, the Dirty Bird.
Well, at least they got a decent number two receiver now. They got Muhammad Sanu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It should be a lot
should
better.
Should be a lot better.
Playing opposite Julio Jones, beast.
Who's going to dominate again. Who's going to soak up all the targets, even though I'm like, you can't just throw it to one guy now. You got to spread it around that, Ryan. But I expect Julio Jones to beast nonetheless. I mean, he just that damn good. So you expect him to beast. Matt Ryan's always solid, but he's like never great.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Points where he just, they keep moving. But they're always in the position where it's like, why is the game so close?
Yeah.
So. Why are they coming from behind to win this? Really?
So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, Matt Ryan, but, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, man, now you got Devontae Freeman. You coming in as a starter. Well, think, I mean, he had a damn hell of a season last year.
I'm aware. I released that man.
Right?
I was like, oh,
you know,
God.
But now that you're officially coming in as the guy.
We'll see.
It's different.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still like Tevin Coleman, the backup. So, we'll see. Make sure you handcuff if you do draft Devontae Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like Devontae Freeman. I liked him last year. I mean, he's a good back. He can catch. He can run. He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's got everything you look for, so I expect him to have another good season. Tight end wise, they ain't got one.
And Jacob Tamman.
Yeah, ain't got one.
And then Lon. Did they add Alex Mack? Was he
in Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah.
So they finally got a good center.
Yeah, that's a nice kid.
You still got Jake Matthews at one tackle position. I mean, their line's okay. It should be a little bit better. I think their defense should be a little bit better. Vic Beasley is a second year in, so he should be a little bit better. You added Dwight Freeney to help out with the pass rush. I mean, defensively, and, you know, with Dan Quinn being a defensive guy back with Seattle, I expect their defense to improve a little bit more. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, I would definitely hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking at their schedule, let's see. They start week one versus Tampa Bay, at Oakland, at New Orleans. Week four versus Carolina, week five at Denver, week six at Seattle, week eight versus Green Bay.
Oof.
Then they got week 10 at Philly for their bye, week 11, come back out of that, week 12 versus Arizona. And you got Kansas City at Rams, week 16 at Carolina, and then finish versus New Orleans, week 17. I hope you start off hot.
You
got a three game stretch of ugliness.
Well, that's what they tend to do. They start off hot and then they fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
9-7.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden they got a 9. Oh, they about to win the game. Oh, and they blow it.
I'll give them 9-7.
Mm.
I can't get excited about them.
Yeah, no, it's just you. You
it's
don't
like,
know what to expect.
I know what to expect. Mediocrity.
And then got the Carolina, the defending AFC champs.
NFC.
Defending NFC champs. Carolina Panthers with the boy Cam. You know, who's got, who, you know, he's going to be playing free. Ain't no racism. Ain't got to worry about that. Play free and loose.
Oh, man. But, still hand the balls out to the kids, please.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's still going to do who he is. So, you know, do you.
Yeah, do you.
I don't care. Yeah, because I'm sure it's going to be a lot. You're going to be smiling less because I don't see no damn 15-1 repeat again.
I don't see 15-1. I see them, yeah, maybe.
That should be still.
They should good. Still be 12-4-ish around there, I think.
But, you know, a lot of hate going to be coming your way.
But yeah. That's how that happens. You, yeah. you the best. Now you hate. Mm-hmm. Now they hate on you, especially because you lost,
yeah.
Brother.
Good news for him. Kelvin Benjamin back.
Big pickup.
You know, but of course, I keep hearing everybody's like, "Yo, Devin Funch is looking good." You know, Kelvin Benjamin's struggling right now, but that's I see the talk of fantasy like, "Yo, don't sleep, Devin Funch."
I expect Devin Funch to do some damage, but you know, I mean, Kelvin Benjamin is the number one guy.
Yeah, I think he'll pick it up, you know, once the season gets underway.
And then you still got old reliable Greg Olsen, who's just, I put up numbers every year.
I just beast.
You just ain't even got to say, you know, another one who's under the radar to an extent, for whatever reason, I don't know, but he just balls.
Mm-hmm. You know, you still got Jonathan Stewart back there.
Yep. Ain't got no competition.
No.
He just got to stay healthy. That's it.
Got Tolbert at the fullback. You know, everybody loves some Tenge Jr.
Mm-hmm. Mister,
you need a play.
It's like if you give you one, you know he's gonna give you one. And I called it last year. I'm like,
he gonna give you one.
He gonna give you one in the moment you need it the most. He's gonna It's like that. That's why he has been a journeyman throughout his whole career. Just because you're like he gives you great play. And that's another reason why he's still in the league though. Because he gives you those big plays, but then you're like, womp, womp.
Yeah, then he'll give you one of these.
Don't drop that
You know I know what to do with
it. And you're like, no, you don't, because you just dropped it. And you'd be wide open. And you're just like, oh, damn.
Don't drop that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hope I don't drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
And that's how everybody feels when that ball goes in the air and Ted Ginn's wide open. It's like he makes the hard ones.
Yeah.
He'll catch the hard ones when he's draped by like two dudes. But if he's wide open by himself, oh, God.
Fumble
it on. Shit. Like, damn it.
All I got to say is I think he going to retire sitting nice and pretty.
Oh,
he's like, if I'm him, I was like, I don't spend. I put damn near 75% of my earnings away.
We hope he's that smart. We hope. But again, their O-line is going to be a cause for concern. They didn't really do much to upgrade it, so we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I think they're still going to be stout. I think they're still going to be a good defense. I know people are like, you know, Josh Norman's gone, but Josh Norman did not make that defense.
Nope.
I question if the defense made Josh Norman.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah, you still got Luke Kuechly.
Still got Luke Kuechly. You still got Thomas Davis. You still got Star Latouille on the D-line. Kawan Short.
Shaq Thompson.
Yeah, you still got Shaq Thompson. I think they still got Charles Johnson. They going to be just fine on the defense. You still got players and playmakers. I mean, their backfield is going to be a little questionable. You know, you lost Peanut Tillman. Roman Harper left. Josh Norman left, so there's three dudes who were gone from last year starting backfield. But, you know, I think with the leaders and everything they got up front, they'll be able to make up for those losses.
Yep. And then looking at their schedule, oh, yeah, we already know that week one at Denver, Thursday night game.
Waiting for that one, the opening game.
Yeah, started out
Let's
right.
Let's go. Start the season off right, baby. Defend our crown. Let's go.
Yeah, then they got, you know, versus Frisco, versus Minnesota, at Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and the ones before they get a bye.
Why does schedule seem so easy?
Yeah, then week eight at versus Arizona.
Okay.
Rams, Chiefs versus New Orleans. Week 13 at Seattle.
Okay.
Week 14 versus San Diego. Week 15 at Washington. 16 versus Atlanta. 17 close out at
Tampa. Maybe it's because their division seems so ass. I'm like, why does their schedule just seem so weak?
Yeah, for their schedule seems to almost be the easiest out of the four.
I'm like, well, 12-4.
Yeah, because they don't play Green Bay. I feel like everybody else had to play Green Bay.
And how can you not have Cam Newton? How can you not have the dad playing the discount double check? I don't get it. Whatever. But
you know, you can put them on and just all you gotta do is run their commercials all through the damn shit. We're going to commercial break. Who are we picking?
State Farm and Gatorade.
Do that high protein yogurt.
And Cam, start wearing socks with your loafers. That bothers me. God, that irks me.
It's a style.
I hate that style. D Wade does that crap too. Mm-hmm. You play for the Chicago Bulls now. You need to knock that off.
He need to endorse some what's the name? That gold bond foot rub. I'm like, dude, because definitely be putting lotion on them ankles. Man, you need to be like, I don't leave the house with ashy ankles. I use fill in the blank. He was like, dude, it's cold. Shit.
Right? Jesus.
He was like, are you playing in Miami?
I'm like, do you put some powder on them shoes? Because I know your feet be stinking.
Mm-hmm. Whew. All right. Yeah, they look, yeah. That's what it looked like.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. That's what it comes to when the fashion. You rock what you want to rock.
But, I mean, for this division, you know, it's pretty simple. I see Carolina at the top. Mm-hmm. They've pretty much established themselves as the king of that division.
Mm-hmm.
I see New Orleans right behind them.
Mm.
Maybe 9-7.
Mm, okay.
Maybe. Atlanta 8-8. I have no faith.
More the same.
It's just the same old Falcons, man. I hate saying that because I love my A-town, but it is what it is. And then Tampa Bay, just based off their schedule, they're gonna finish like 6-10 again, or 7-9. They'll be last.
Yeah.
Based off their division.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there. I don't think 15-1, at least 12 wins, they can do that with the way that schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think New Orleans will probably be the.
I think they're going to surprise.
Yeah, I can see 9-7, a couple more wins than they belt. I don't know about a wild card with all these other teams out in the NFC. I doubt it, but they should be over 500 for sure. Mm-hmm. Atlanta 8-8, 7-9, all around the same.
Yep.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay. Your schedule is just damn.
Yeah, that schedule is brutal.
If you can go 8-8 with that schedule, I will be impressed.
Oh, more power to you.
Just, you know, survive it and hopefully, you know, need to see more of Jameis Winston doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that.
We'll see if he can improve.
All right, y'all. So those are our previews for the AFC and NFC South divisions.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Hop to some news and get on these segments.
All right.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Find the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And you can always find them at blackisonline.com.
Welcome back to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to talk some football with us, give us your thoughts on this. AFC South, NFC South, rep for your teams. crap on some other ones, your outlook for the season, let us know. Hit us up via email at brotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, Twitter at brotherslayman. You can leave us a note on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Yeah, let us know. Again, if you got any fantasy questions, hit us up before the season gets started because I might be busy.
There you go. All right, moving on to some news in the NFL. I mean, damn it. It's just shocking as hell. Right off the bat, the Bills ain't can't get no damn love. Decided to release Carlos Williams after one season. Like, you're done.
Too many problems. His wife got pregnant, then he got fat. And they came in camp over shape, and when they asked him why, he was pretty much because my wife was pregnant. Was like, dude, what? And then he got suspended, and then just wasn't performing well in camp. And I just think they were fed up. They had enough. They were like, we got Reggie Bush. They added Jonathan Williams, I think, from Arkansas. I forget. But they drafted a couple dudes, and, you know, they still got LeSean McCoy. So,
yeah,
they were like, we don't kick rocks. We don't need you.
Yeah, then they had
I was like, wow, considering they got Richie Incognito still, you getting released as a lot.
Yeah, it's just... That's why we always be shocked when people drafting so early. That's just why you say you draft for like the last 2 weeks before.
Yep.
Because you don't know.
After the third preseason game, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who's starting.
And you had on the same team, Marcel Darius said he's going to rehab. Then with his stuff, I'm like, all right, you know, hey, if that's what you need, get it done.
And I mean, the smart thing is he's at least going before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
So he can at least get back. I mean, he suspended the first four games anyway.
Right.
So it's like, you know, kudos to him for saying, you know what, I'm suspended, so let me go get help while I'm dealing with the suspension. And then that way, once his suspension is up, you know, hopefully his life is back together and he can do what he needs to do. But, God, man, yeah, Buffalo, I just don't know, man. It's not looking good.
No, it's not. And then speaking on suspensions, happy Steelers fans, league reduced Le'Veon Bell suspension from 4 games to 3.
I told y'all he was still getting suspended, though. He talked all that nonsense.
I'm a clear watch.
I'm surprised that the NFL even was that nice to him, because he was talking smack. He was like, I ain't getting suspended. I guarantee I'm going to be there game one. They were like, shut up. Suspension. They were nice enough to knock it down for 3 games. So, hold on, folks. Take him first round in fantasy now. Hell no, I'm still not. He's costing me 3 games. You lose some value in that. I'm sorry. Y'all can take him then. Leave me with some of these dudes who will be the games 1 through 3. Plus, I don't know about his injury history.
Mm-hmm.
He's been getting banged. He seems to always be hurt. So I'm wary about Le'Veon Bell a little bit. But, I mean, I guess kudos to the Steelers.
Yep. And then we saw the Giants kicker Josh Brown got suspended 1 game. For violating the personal conduct policy.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, his ex-wife came out and was like, we've had about 20 incidents in like almost like a 3 month. Some ridiculous. Yeah. You were like, God damn.
And the NFL was like, well, now we're investigating.
Yep. And then I've seen people get on the Giants like, dude, you knew this? You already knew before you signed him that he had some domestic issues. So they just like, this is your fault. You didn't need it. He's getting old.
And then also, people were like, wait. I thought the domestic violence policy was plain and clear that if you commit domestic violence, you're supposed to be suspended for X amount of games.
Mm-hmm.
And he get one. And people were like,
what the hell? Yeah, I didn't get that. I was like,
I was like, a game. When I saw the when it was personal conduct, I was like, I guess it depends on what happened.
Right.
When he said the DV word, I was like, whoa, shouldn't that be like six games or something?
Mm-hmm. That's what I
thought. So what the problem is? Don't start this white shit.
No,
don't start. Okay. Don't start just punishing the white folks a little bit.
Yeah, because if we see a brother who got a similar situation and he get more than one, be like.
Now I will say there was that little incident with Dante Fowler earlier in the offseason that was caught on camera. Blah blah blah, and people were like, "Oh," and he didn't get punished.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't saying they just picking and choosing, but. You know, let's not cross that path, please.
Yeah, that was just.
It was just weird.
Yeah, it was just a bad look.
Maybe it was just because it was a kicker, and kickers are irrelevant. It's like, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, it was like, she came out and was like, it's happened like 20 times in a year. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Boo this man!
I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
And then, it's preseason, so where's my boy at? So I can. Because it's something every damn time.
Every week?
Yep. Yeah, the Chargers, Jeff Cumberland, he's out for the season. Torn Achilles.
It always seems like it's one of those two. You hear dude got hurt. Did he tear his Achilles or his ACL? Because it's probably one of the two.
Yep. Also for the Chargers, their seventh round pick, Donovan Clark, he's done with an ACL injury. Like, fuck.
Oh, boy.
That's the last thing we need. And then what came up, which is why I'm happy as hell that we draft late, because I was like, he looked intriguing. Patriots running back Deion Lewis needs second knee surgery out infidelity. Undergoing cleanup knee surgery.
Yeah. So there were talks that, because they were talking, and it was like I guess he played all like in summer, but he ain't participating in training camp at all. And people were like, dude, what the hell? Season's like right there. So I guess this is the reason why. I guess his knee wasn't really feeling all that good, and he could start the season in the PUP list, which means he's going to miss the first six games. So, yeah.
Yeah, you figure that. I mean, yeah, Torres left ACL.
Don't draft him. How about that? Or if you do, just draft him late.
Yeah, he'd be one of those that maybe the last
pick. Like the last pick or something? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, shit.
But, hey, if you're looking for a back for New England, take LeGarrette Blount. Yeah. He seems to be the most reliable one they got.
Mm-hmm. We're moving on to some NBA news. We were talking about New Orleans. Congratulations. It's official. You will be hosting the 2017 All-Star Weekend.
I mean, I wish y'all could have held it and represented, but that law y'all got rubs
messed
people
it up
the wrong way.
Yeah,
it just
what about that, Michael
the
Jordan?
Wrong way. Thank you.
You going to give $1 million to the queer community for some bathrooms or something or whatever the hell.
How about you build something for them?
Yeah, because what I didn't say on the show was I think this is what got him over the hump to say something. He was like, you know, damn, really? Y'all costing me some fucking money?
Yep.
Okay, now I gotta say something. It's frustrating. Like, okay.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tiptoeing that line, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the Lakers, Baylor. Lakers signing E. John Leon.
Did you see it was like a year, $8 million?
It was a 1 year. No, I didn't see that.
I have to clarify. I don't know for sure. I've seen one report that said it was the league minimum. I've seen another one that said it was 1 year, $8 million.
Mm.
If he got 1 year, $8 million, if I'm Deion Waiters, I'm pissed. You signed me for 2 years, $6 million? And this dude gets, he's been a, this dude who was a bust. Because who drafted him? Milwaukee? Did he play with like all 30 teams?
I think it was in Milwaukee or was it the Wizards?
It was one of them.
Yeah. He's like a six pick.
He's played with the Nets. He was a bust. And he get. We got to figure out the amount. Because if he got 1 year, $8 million, Lakers stupid. I'm sorry. It wasn't like everybody was trying to get this guy. But if it was the league minimum, not a bad move. Based on one of the two outcomes.
No. For real, I was like,
Because I read 1 year, $8 million, and I'm like, that's a lot of money for him. I know he was doing well in China, but China ain't the U.S., bruh.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like, okay.
We'll figure
it out. That was weird. Speaking of Rio, I mean, folks was dominating. The boy Usain Bolt, back-to-back 100-200 gold for the third straight year, and helps his Jamaican team win the 4x100.
He's a beast, dude.
No, he is. I'm like, damn.
Is he going to go down as the best sprinter ever?
He probably is. I mean, at this point right now, it's like the fastest.
Jackie Joyner.
Well, I mean, dude, he's like
Michael
three
Lewis.
Yeah, he's three straight
Michael
years.
Johnson and...
Well, I mean, he's won the 100 three straight years.
Yeah.
He's broken the record.
Yeah.
And the same thing in 200.
Yeah.
In terms of sprinters, he might be. But, you know, it's hard to say about, you know, putting greatest ever. I don't know, because Carl Lewis was a beast.
I was about to say Carl Lewis was that dude.
Jesse Owens was a beast.
Jesse Owens is that guy.
You know, and where he did it and when. I mean, Michael Johnson.
In front of Hitler and all that.
And I think somebody broke Michael Johnson's 400 record. Mm. I'm like, damn.
It seems like every year they breaking world records.
Yeah, I can't. God, I wrote it down. I can't. I thought I wrote it down. Jamaica killed, because I can't think of the lady's name, but she won the 100 and 200. And when I was like, damn, so Jamaica.
Oh, for Jamaica?
Just killed.
They got speed, man.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the U.S., I mean, damn. The women won the 4x100. The men won. Men and women both won the 4x400.
Mm.
And I see the U.S. Women captured all three medals in the 100 hurdles. Like, get down. Handle
that's
it.
How we get down, baby.
Look at all that melanin on the field. Shit, it's beautiful. Kicking butt.
Yes, sir.
Unless you had the women's basketball team, won their sixth straight gold medal, smacked the shit out of Spain. I'm just like, that team, I mean, they're compared, like, are they greatest women's basketball team?
The one that just played?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Because the ones back in the day with Lisa Leslie and Cynthia Cooper and them. Shit.
Yeah, there was one chick who was asked compared to them. She was like, ooh, can I be Cheryl Swoops? But I mean, you know, you got
Cheryl
Swoops. You got.
Yeah, you got Tarasi Subur. You got Brittany Griner.
Mm-hmm. What's the girl who was at?
Tamika Catchings.
Yeah, we got Maya Moore.
I mean, look. I don't watch WNBA like that per se, but don't get it twisted. Some of these chicks ball, son.
These girls,
they can ball, son.
I love the little picture they took after they won. It's like they having fun, young, having a good time, and they smashed the shit out of them. I know going on right now, the U.S. men's is playing Serbia. I want to go back and watch the
Argentina game.
Yeah, the Australia Spain. Because folks sound like Australia got robbed. A couple little iffy calls.
Oh, we bringing the NBA calls to the world, huh? Mm-hmm. To the Olympics, huh?
Refs pulling some calls.
We got like, them NBA refs in the Olympic games. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh damn. I'm gonna watch that, but then I was like, ooh shit, I'm gonna see that.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes for them refs, because I know Australia was mad.
Excuse me, I got something in my eye.
Get it the fuck out your eye, you blind motherfucker.
Ain't gonna be too many more motherfuckers.
Oh man. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Australia. Yeah. I liked Australia's team. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Belita Hype, them boys down under.
Mm-hmm.
But hey man.
Yeah, their team was good, man. Patty Mills,
Della Vadova. Andrew Bogut looked good. Mm-hmm. I know Dallas was like, save some of that for the regular season.
Care that out. But yeah, I'm happy for it. I was like, Patty Mills, I think, went for 30 in the game.
I know you as a Spurs fan, like, do that in the regular season.
Yeah,
do that.
Paul Gasol went off like, y'all teammates, let's
do that.
Go. Want to see more of that. And even I heard Australia folk are like, yo, Ben Simmons, 4 years, bring your ass on, let's go. Because Australia was good.
Yeah,
man.
They were. They were really good this year, very competitive. I must admit, a lot of the countries have improved.
Gotten better.
But I think it's a byproduct of a lot of them are playing against the best players in the world, in the NBA now.
Yeah, they played international ball. Most of them have played international ball before they got to the league, so it's nothing new.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they just used to. I think the USA, I mean, look, they up by 20-some points against Serbia. And they've heard all the talk from folk like Barkley and them. I'm like, just... Shit what Barkley was like, so what do you want them to just pick a team? Like, you really want them to be like, we're going to pick...
Role players.
We're going to pick 4 or 5 dudes who are, like, literally all-stars, and then we grabbing role players off of everybody.
We're going to get Andre Roberson or Robertson. We're going to get... who else? Who can we get? Anthony Bennett. Let's put him on the team.
It's like, all these dudes score. I was like, but this is the point of the USA Ball. This is where you learn how to share.
This is how you learn to maintain your ego, yeah, to bring it down. Yeah,
this is how you learn how to be a team.
This is why when you see a lot of the good players, when they come back from the USA team, they're better.
Mm-hmm.
They're better because they learn how to somewhat, to, how to play as a team and how to sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's all about sacrificing. I mean, shoot, I'm sure DeAndre Jordan would love to shoot 30 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
He about rebounding and blocking shots. That's it. Butt in there.
But so, you know what, we'll see how they do, but look like the men are on their way. Shout out to them. Okay. And you know what? I know this is it for him.
I'm proud.
You know, much love to Coach K. Hey. And Coach K has done an awesome job from what he where he took it to where it is now. Curious to see how Greg Popovich is going to do it. It's going to be a little different.
Because everybody compared. I mean, everything was compared to the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Every year.
Dream Team. Well,
we're the Dream Team. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, y'all only winning by five? What's wrong with y'all? We terrible.
Like, and they had the Redeem Team. They were kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. And LeBron, like, I miss playing with them dudes. And he give people giving him slack. I'm like, I'm sure he missed playing.
Mm-hmm.
He just like,
I'm tired.
I don't want to play that.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I could miss something, but really be like, shit, I miss sometimes being single. But if you ask me, do you want to be single again? No, I do not.
Hex to the no. I enjoy being married, sir.
In this time period, hell no.
Yeah, in this day and age,
no.
I wouldn't want to go through that.
Nigga, I got to get on Facebook. I feel like you ain't on Facebook. I don't know. What you trying to hide?
You ain't on the gram? What the fuck is the gram? Instagram, nigga.
Done. But another news over there, you had Ashton Eaton wanted decathlon repeat. Hey, man, I remember we were talking about that when it was. You remember that advertising Nike had when it was Dave versus Dave?
Mm-hmm.
And it was. I remember decathlon was like the
thing.
Yeah, it was like, oh, if you went in decathlon, you were the guy.
They put you on the Wheaties box.
Right. Because I was like, yeah, you got to run the 200 and the 1500 and the javelin and the pole vault. Like, you got to do all
everything.
Of that.
Mm hmm.
And people don't get enough love for that. I mean, that shit looks difficult as fuck.
It is. Any of them sports are hard.
10 different events? Come on.
But yeah, to do that, shout out.
And you know what? For Brazil, I'm very happy because, honestly, it's like the one sport that you knew Rio was desperate to win.
Was soccer.
They won.
Was that soccer, baby?
When they first gold medal in soccer, I need to rebag and to have it where star player Neymar scores the winning
goal.
Penalty kick. I was like, man, you can't get no better.
You can't write it any better. I know they were like,
cause that's,
like, all we care about.
All right, like, we gonna, let's win something. I'm like, but to win that sport,
yeah,
in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you didn't get to win it for the World Cup.
Yep.
But you know, but you won. But so to actually get a gold, and you had never gotten gold in your home country. In your favorite sport, we partying, we drinking, hoses, whatever. We just—it's gonna be crazy. So I know they're gonna be loving it to death. Neymar's gonna be a star.
Yep.
And for those who did see it, I didn't get to see it. Conor McGregor beats Nate Diaz in the rematch.
I don't know what this new app or whatever is called. Is it called like Periscope or something?
Yeah.
There was some dude on Twitter who basically was showing it live on Periscope.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, I'm tuning in.
Wow.
So I saw like the end of the fight where Conor McGregor kind of got some blows in at the end. He won by decision.
Yeah.
But I was like, is this how dudes do stuff now? I'm like, oh, okay. Like, one, I saw another one dude, like, he had it just showing like the TV screen. And he was just like, just showing the fight. I'm like,
damn.
Oh, heck yeah, that's the new way now. I ain't got to pay for nothing no more.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's that new bootleg.
And okay. And I guess you can talk to the people. So everybody was like, hey, thanks. I wish I had some cash. I'd give it to you, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
because yeah, them fights ain't cheap.
Heck no.
And this was a huge rematch. I know Conor McGregor, like, I'm back.
For the moment.
Because he was, you know, we don't know. He didn't get to be the dude.
For the moment.
At the last one. He was the biggest star of UFC, and then he was like, I proved it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I mean, there's no other way to say it. That's just him. I'm kind of a big deal.
So happy for the sport. It sounded like the match was real good. I mean, went 4 or 5 rounds. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Nate Diaz is already like, give me my rematch.
Well, because I guess he came out and pulled that Pacquiao. Yeah. I was hurt before the match. Like, oh my God. Word. Okay, fine. Set it up for number three. Mm-hmm. Just set it up for the third. I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course it is.
Of course.
You know, I guess the question is, I mean, more than likely.
Conor McGregor's going to fight because he wants that cash.
Yeah, he's going to want, well, I'm getting it out in my noise, but he's going to fight somebody else. Yeah. But I'm for sure like, yo.
Oh, they fighting again.
Yeah.
Oh, they fighting
again. It's money making. Oh, you got to bring it in there.
Oh,
man. So,
yeah.
It's been good. It's been a good sports week for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get into your thing. 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right.
What Grandpa venting about today?
Well, I'm a little disappointed, to say the least, in a young American by the name of Ryan Lochte, who lied after I gave him sympathy for getting quote-unquote robbed at gunpoint. This fool comes out talking about how he... I didn't even watch the stupid interview yesterday, but he over-exaggerated and blah, blah, blah. Yet a lot of the evidence is pointing to the fact that, bottom line, these guys went to a gas station, used the bathroom, door didn't open, they peed in bushes or whatever in the gas station, ripped off, sounds like a poster or something along those lines, went back to the taxi, security or some type of manager or someone from the facility came out. Confronted the gentleman. They started getting belligerent. They were intoxicated. They were drunk. And it sounded like security had no other choice but to pull a gun on them to calm them down or, you know, rectify the situation. And I guess they ended up paying for the damages or whatever the case may be and went about their business. Now, it really irked me when this story first came out. And let me read the quote from this idiot. The IOC spokesman, Mario Andrada, had this to say. It's incredible. He says, I do not regret having apologized. No apologies from him or other athletes are needed. We have to understand that these kids came here to have fun. Let's give these kids a break. Sometimes you make a decision that you later regret. They had fun. They made a mistake. Life goes on. Now,
nigga, please.
Thank you. Have this been a black athlete at the Olympics? I doubt very, I highly doubt they would use the term kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost going to lean towards the word thugs they'd probably use. There's no way there'd be this kind of downplaying the incident like it wasn't a big deal. If this was a black athlete, they would have thrown a book at this dude.
Oh, ain't no.
Extradite him back to Brazil.
Yeah. He's an embarrassment for America.
He's an embarrassment to the United States of America. He's a disgrace and blah, 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 blah. His name would have been smeared all over everywhere. Now, it seems like Mr. Lochte has done some questionable things in the past. This ain't the first thing from what I've been reading. So, it doesn't really surprise me he did this. To me, I feel more bad for the city of Rio and Brazil, just because, you know, they've already had a bad reputation, and he basically used that to his advantage to concoct a story that seemed believable. And at the time, it did. I mean, if you were like, I was robbed at gunpoint in Brazil, in Rio, people would probably believe you, just because things are that bad there. But for it to come out that it was not true, that it was a lie, it was really upsetting to see. And what really bugged me more than anything is it just showed the whole, how just white privilege again, and how it reigns supreme in the United States. And I know, you know, people are like, well, why do black people always got to bring up race? It's just because when it's smacked in our face so many times, what do you want us to do? I mean, I don't think black people always like bringing up the issue of race, but we've been mistreated and misguided so many times that we bring away race because you guys made us do this because of the non-equality that we're getting amongst all the other races because of our race.
Mm-hmm.
So due to that fact, you can't be surprised when every time something like this happens and someone of a counter race is given a slap on the wrist, yes, we look at it sideways because it's like, damn, if that was us, would we really have been given that slap on the wrist?
Nope.
The book would have been thrown at us. They'd have probably been like, oh, they're taking them off the plane. Send the other one back. Extradite the other one from the United States. Send him back. Let their jail system deal with them. Like, it's ridiculous. And, you know, seeing all the comments and stuff that were made about Gabby Douglas and how she, you know, this and that, she wasn't looking enthused and all this and that. That girl didn't commit no crimes. That girl didn't do anything wrong. But yet she's getting scrutinized for no reason. And this white man, who's referred to as, I still can't believe they referred to him as a kid. This white man with his frat buddies got drunk and went into somebody else's neighborhood, tore their shit up, and we don't care.
Right.
So I equivalent almost to, like, you know, an outsider coming to, you know, Watts or Compton or something, and, you know, they get robbed by a white dude. They come out and say, oh, a black guy robbed me. Just because it's the easiest thing to say. It's believable. Mm-hmm. I can get away with it. But it's so blatant and in our faces sometimes. And shout out to Al Roker, who went in on I don't know the dude's name, but dude was trying to butter up the story a little bit and kind of downplay it. And Al Roker was like, bottom line is he lied, which he did. He lied. Ryan Lochte is a liar and a piece of shit. And he ruined the Olympic Games, because all people going to remember is this. All the stories with Simone Biles and all these other great stories that we had. Honestly, this is all people going to remember. What do you remember about the 2016 Olympics? Oh, that swimmer dude lied. He lied about getting robbed. That's the first thing that people going to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not only, you know, tarnished his name, he's ruined the Olympics for all the other athletes all there by taking the attention selfishly away from them. So, you know, boo that man. You know, he can kick rocks. So can his swimming buddies. You know, and shout out to the commissioner of the Olympic Committee, who said more discipline is coming.
Good.
Yeah, I was like, good. Fuck all the slap on the wrist shit. Punish them niggas for real. They should not be allowed to compete anymore. I hope. Is Ryan Lochte to retire? If not, he shouldn't be allowed. He shouldn't be allowed to swim in the next Olympics. He should be banned. He should be banned.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So F him. But that's my 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. Like, word. When you have a 13-year-old black kid,
mm-hmm,
who getting shot and all this, and they describe him as a fucking 40-year-old man,
mm-hmm,
a 40-year-old Hulk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he's scary as hell. He's bigger than me. Like, okay, but this 31, not 17, and not his first Olympics either.
Nope.
Oh, well, you know, he just doing dumb kid stuff.
He just got drunk.
Like, right, like, look, God. If you want to say, is what he did, like, a serious fucking crime? No. But still, like, you went to another person's country, you breaking the law.
Yep.
And then, oh, well, I got a gun, I didn't know. I was like, oh. So you don't like when police just pull a gout and pull a gun in your face.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
Oh. And you get sympathy for it. Hmm. Wow, I wish my people would get some of that.
Right.
That's all, like, right. What you do? Oh, you pee? This is how I fucked the country. If a black kid did any of that in America and got shot by the cop, well, what'd he do? Oh, you know, he peed on it. Oh!
See,
that's against the law.
That's bad home training.
Like, yeah.
What? He had F's in the sixth grade.
Right.
The word.
We gonna look up Lochte dad. Well, you know, Ryan Lochte dad had 6 months in jail for littering. I guess he just running the family. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Let's do a background check on his whole damn family tree. Jeez, I can't stand.
Oh, man. It's the country we live in, man. God damn.
Oh,
but yeah, Lochte, boo to you, sir.
Yeah.
Boo to you.
You want to do something, bitch ass nyucka?
Exactly.
Exactly. No, I won't do nothing. That's what I thought.
Hey, watch the City of God. We could have sent you to that part of Rio. You can go to that part of Rio and get robbed at gunpoint. He ain't coming out.
Right. And it's happened. They've, you know, they said there's actually been some real.
There has. I've seen it on videos. Well, they blatant too. They will walk up to you while you're waiting at a light and grab your stuff and run. Like, mm-hmm. they do rob you, but.
You know, when it ain't, just be like, well, I mistook it. Like, well, you're the one who did something wrong, and then when they come back at you now, like, well, what did I do? What you mean? So you innocent?
I over-exaggerated. No, you lied. You lied. I hate when people try to use these other terms. Mm-hmm. I didn't really not tell the truth. Yes, you did. You lied. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Bottom line.
Stop that.
Stop it.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
You putting that shit on me. Your fault.
Hey, that's
all
it.
Yeah, all right. All right, so let's get into these awards.
All right.
Starting off, I'm sure we got a few some of these Norse awards.
Norse, Norse, Norse.
Norse, Norse.
All right, I have two. First one's going out to Conor McGregor, who received a $3 million purse for the DF rematch. The richest in MMA history. This dude just keeps on proving that he is the star of the show. Give me my money.
Mm-hmm. Give me my money, man.
Make your dough.
He draws the crowds in. He's mm-hmm. brash. He talks smack.
Mm-hmm. And then after this fight, I know he went up to them and was like,
do you know what Chuck Berry said every night before counting 1, 2, 3, 4?
What did he say?
Pay me my money.
Yeah, laugh. Give me that damn dough.
Oh, man.
And then I got to give a shout out to my folk, Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, who have officially ended their international play.
Mm.
I know Ginobili, he was kind of saying bye to everybody when they lost.
He was emotional.
Yeah.
He was very emotional.
I mean, he's played for the national team for the longest time.
Him and Luis Scola and Andres Nocioni, them three for sure. Yeah.
And it's like they were coming back, but I think they were, you know, like, all right, we'll come back one more time. So now this is it. I know he's going to be old as hell. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a great international player. So
one of the best mm-hmm. international players ever.
Won that gold in 2004, beating the U.S. team, mm-hmm. winning, bringing the gold to Argentina. Shout out to him and, of course, Parker. I know he's frustrated because the France team has been pretty close. Just couldn't get over the hump.
They got talent.
But he's been playing forever. He said this is his last one. He's not doing no more. France had a nice team,
they
though.
Do. They got Rudy Gobert. You got Nicolas Batum, Boris mm-hmm. Diaw. I mean, you got a nice squad, mm-hmm. man. But yeah.
So, yeah, I want to give shout out to them, too. You know, I'm pretty sure this is Ginobili's last on the NBA circuit, but they made a name internationally. Shout out to them for rapping for their country so hard, doing what they can do. Mm-hmm. Much props to them.
For sure.
All right, that's all I got.
All right. Well, I also have one. I want to give a shout out to, we mentioned the floods that were going on in Louisiana. I want to give a shout out to LSU University. Their football team went down to visit some of the families that were affected by the flood, and they signed autographs and took pictures and just talked to some of the victims. And I mean, it's little things like that make a big difference. You know, I mean, if it, you know, just taking these kids' minds off of, you know, losing their homes or losing their parents or whoever, one of their loved ones, just taking their mind off of that for a few minutes, you know, at least just to show them some kind of happiness and show them that there are people out there who do care. It's a big deal for them, and it was just nice to see. Just a nice gesture overall. So that's all I got.
All right. Cool. Now let's get into these.
Yes, sir.
Let me try not to get too crazy on this.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No!
I have every time. All right, what you got?
All right, so I got a couple. Right. First one, shout out to Kmart, and we will just talk about this on the next episode. Jerry Jones, I guess, is getting into the Hall of Fame, but he getting in over Pat Bowlen. How? Pat Bowlen is one of the greatest owners in the world. I think what in 30 years as a Broncos owner, they've had 5 losing seasons. 5! 5 losing seasons. Jerry Jones has had like 30. He get. Oh my God, we got what, 3 Super Bowls? See, I'm just this. I don't understand. See, the Cowboy fans. This is why I Cowboy fans get on my nerves.
It's the Cowboys.
They get on my nerves. That whole Dak Prescott, the best quarterback in the world. It's like he's played 2 preseason games. Tony Romo need to lose his job. I am done with Cowboy fans. You know something? I can't do it no more. This was the icing on the cake. NFL screwed it up. How? How?
Because you know Jerry Jones. He's a bigger name.
So what?
He was probably one of the main people that helped get football back to LA.
I guess I guess the title they used was contributor.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
I know he has, but
yeah, I know you're like
not over Pat Bowlen, homie. This one's for Pat, homie. Jerry Jones, you didn't have to do anything those first Super Bowls. He had everybody.
Yep.
If you didn't fire Jerry Johnson to get in your own way, maybe you'd have more. Oh my gosh. Whatever. And then last but not least, I guess I'm old school. So when it comes to NBA, I'm all about the competition. But these players who have been coming out, DeAndre Jordan, Carmelo, talking about winning the Olympics is more important than winning the championship in the NBA. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. I get the Olympics is, you know, you representing your country and everything. And I get that. But when you playing in the NBA, man, number one, that's your job. Number one, that is your job. That's what you getting paid to do. Mm-hmm. Number two, that is the best of the best. The NBA is better than the world. I'm sorry. So you're playing up against the best competition in the world. So I find it very hard to believe that it's more important to win an Olympic gold medal than to win against. See, that's the problem. Competition ain't there no more. Like, look, what did LeBron say? LeBron pissed me off. What did he say? Oh, where is it? Where is it? Because he mentioned
Sunday conversation.
Oh, he mentioned it about Kevin Durant.
Oh, Lord.
I think everyone had the wow thing. He said my reaction was no different from the average person who doesn't know basketball to the person who watches it and covers it every day. So I think it's great for our league. Our league is very competitive. In what world? That made the league less competitive, you buffoon. What are you talking about? Our league is more competitive. No, it's not. One of the best players just went to the best team. That does not make the league more competitive. It makes it less competitive. See, this is what I mean. Competition. They shy away from it. I can't stand today's NBA. They are so soft. And Carmelo. Well, if I won 3 gold medals and I never won a title, I'd be content. Like, that's weak sauce. And then Kevin Durant came out and was like, well, when I go into a game, I don't care whether I win or lose. What? What? That is a loser mindset, man. You're going on to win everything. This is why, see, Spirit, I'm on that Russell Westbrook train now, dude. I need guys who want it. Not dudes who have won it, who don't care if I win or lose. I need dudes who care about winning. Oh, my God. I'm done. That made me upset.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
I mean, I'm with you on that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, look, when Melo said it, I was like, you know what? Melo been in the league a long time. He's lost a lot.
I got what he said. Like, and it was more to the comment than that.
Right.
Now, and I got it.
And he was like, you know what? Basically, it's his chance to win his 3rd gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I get it. But you know, still.
But, yeah.
I wish he wouldn't have said it.
But he didn't say it like that. Now, DeAndre Jordan coming out, will it mean more? I'm like, that's because you ain't tasted it yet.
See, and what made me upset is it's coming from dudes who ain't won nothing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm like, now had Steph Curry or even Klay Thompson come out and be like, you know what? Yeah, winning an Olympic gold, it means a little bit more than winning the ring. Okay, you got a chip.
Right.
I'll take your word for it. These fools who ain't even done nothing in the league yet, Tom. Oh, well, it's better than winning a chip. How do you know when you ain't won one?
You can't even get out the second round. You ain't even been to the
conference. Get out of here. I was like, oh, you guys sound so weak.
Right.
You sound like you just don't want no competition. Oh, my God. I'm like, competition in today's NBA is none.
Yeah.
There is none. God, they shy away from it so hard.
Oh, man. All right, I got a few. I know Baylor mentioned this one. I don't know if we mentioned the last one, but Rudy Giuliani's comment. I think we mentioned that last week.
No, I mentioned it.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani.
And what the fuck? Oh, yeah.
Kmart had one. Mm. Shout out to him for RG3 getting his new girlfriend's tattoo on his arm right after filing for a divorce.
Wait. After filing or after it was finaled?
I think he filed for divorce not too long ago. I feel like, but this already like, wait a minute. I'm just like, wait a minute.
You've been married,
and you're divorcing. So what you gonna do is now that I have a girlfriend,
not a wife,
I'm gonna tattoo my girlfriend's name on my arm. Like most people I know, once you get divorced, a lot of people ain't rushing to get married again.
Nope.
But I'm going to tattoo my girl. What the hell? My girl. Seriously? Sorry. No, I'm not.
I'm definitely not.
You know what would mean a lot to me? If you tattoo my name on you. I guess you just going to feel bad then because I ain't.
So when we break up in 3 months, you going to have to find another Diana today?
Right.
Damn. I don't feel like getting this removed. Is there another Sue around?
I'm an idiot. Why? Stop putting people names on your body.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of, like, I don't have any tats. The only one I've considered getting ever was something in representation of my dad who passed away. Yeah. But I've never been one who's like, yeah, I like this chick a lot. I'm going to get her name tatted on my arm. Because I'm like, if we break up, I'm stuck. Right, well, I got to get it removed. And then I got to pay to get it removed?
It didn't happen that. Wasn't that? Didn't Quentin Richardson go through that? Well, I think he put Brandy face.
I think so, or something like that.
Somebody that's like, or she did it to him. It was had his face. And was like, oh, we brought. Now I got to get it removed. They look like it hurt.
Yeah,
getting tattoos look like it hurt
for real.
So, and I've heard getting them removed hurts even more.
Yeah,
God, just please think before you do something. You don't need this.
I'm like, if you're getting a tattoo, really think about it before you just do it.
Yeah, definitely. Darren Sharper, 18 years.
I said my piece on him, man.
He can just see you later, sir.
I'm like, first of all, the justice system did a disservice. Because I'm like, he went to 4 different states, raped all these women, and he gets 18 years? Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's something wrong with the justice system. I'm like, nah, you just did a disservice to those women. Because I don't understand how he ain't got close to 50 plus years. For all them incidents, whatever.
Yeah, and then my last one, I know we're gonna talk about it on the break at some point, but and I don't have the video. I'm gonna let y'all find it because it's everywhere. Donald Trump's recent comments to black people about why we should vote for him, and his pitch was, "What have you got to lose?" Already poor. Y'all already don't make any money.
Your schools don't work.
58% of your youth don't have jobs.
You're all bums.
What have you got to lose?
Y'all live with roaches in your houses.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Are you for real, dude? This is your pitch to get us to vote for you. You guys suck anyway. What do you got to lose?
Right. Like,
your lives are shitty. Thank you for pointing that out.
I'm like,
police shooting you left and right. What do you got to lose?
And guarantee 95, I'm going to have 95% of African-American vote.
That was the topper.
For 4 years, for real.
Guaranteed after 4 years. I got 95% of y'all.
What you're saying is our lives ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
But just trust this one white man.
Yeah.
I can save y'all. Like, nigga. What?
And mind you, said it in one of the whitest parts of Detroit. It was like, I guess at his rally, they were like, it was like 95% white people. Right. He wasn't even in, he was in like Greenhannesburg or Flint, or he wasn't even in Flint or whatever. I don't know. But my goodness gracious.
This dude, as soon as I heard
he's a buffoon. He's the devil.
Shut up, bitch!
Stop, devil reincarnated, man.
Like, you done insulted everybody. You've insulted women. You've insulted Latinos.
You've insulted immigrants. You've insulted Muslims.
You've insulted military families. Now you're going on and basically said all black people are poor as hell.
All I'm waiting for is, all you got left is Asians and white people.
I'm waiting for him to insult Jews and rich white people. I'm waiting for him to insult his base, because he's going to.
Yeah.
He just can't
help himself. Yeah,
his people got to be like, what? Okay, like, oh my God, did he just say that? Fuck, we're going to clear this up.
And for Hillary's people.
Go call so-and-so. Head this off, because you know CNN, NBC about to hit us up in the next 5 minutes. Like, what did your candidate just say?
Mm-hmm. And you know, with Hillary's party, they're like, Hillary, he threw you the lob. Yeah. DeAndre Jordan it.
Yeah, I was telling him, Jonathan. Yeah, I actually talking in the background.
See, she don't like what Trump said either.
She needs to pull that DeAndre Jordan dunking over Brandon Knight. Like, she needs to, like, literally, like, I got this. Black people, this is why you need to vote for me. Bam!
Do that Blake Griffin on Pau Gasol. Just nuts in your face, Trump. Mm-hmm. Nuts in your face. She's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, I'm sure, seriously, if you want the black vote, it's there. Just pick it up. Just pick it up. One more one boy from Martin, just pick up the pieces. Yeah. Pick it up. That's it. He laid a $100 bill on the ground for you. All you got to do is pick it up.
I don't get it.
He's a moron.
Dude, really?
I'm starting to think he's doing this just to see how far he really can get. If he can just push all these buttons and still win the vote.
But he already done put out and said that it's a conspiracy, so he already set up his lane if he don't win. I'm just like,
he's an idiot, man.
Please just stop it.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Please. Please don't. Do not. You don't.
Actually, you know what?
Don't
keep talking. Keep talking. Because you're just going to keep axing yourself down. You just keep chopping yourself down the totem pole. And that's fine. Because Jesus. At this point, I laugh at the stuff he said. Like, when I heard it, I couldn't help but laugh. Like, not at black folks, but he's a clown to me.
Mm-hmm.
I look at him as entertainment. He is here for my entertainment at this point. He's a clown. And he makes me laugh. That statement had me dying, because I was like, for any idiot to truly think this is going to help you,
mm-hmm.
you've got to be stupid. Yeah. You've got to be idiotic. This is jokes.
And then when you ask him about it, what's he going to say?
I don't give a fuck.
And you just laugh.
Okay. All right. I mean, but you know that wasn't really the nice thing to say, right? You know you're...
Whatever. I'll do what I want.
And that's his mentality. Yeah. You're fired.
Yeah, and we say, you know somebody won't do that.
Yep.
You're fired. Oh, like you morally bankrupt in America?
Yeah.
He's just waiting for that line.
We need PC principles out here. Yeah. You know his staff got PC principles everywhere, and he's like, I dare you.
Man. I cannot wait.
Did you just say spokesman instead of spokesperson?
I cannot wait for the new season of South Park. Y'all just...
Oh, they got it ready. They got it perfect. When he was like, fuck everybody in the ass. Fuck them right in the ass. That is Donald Trump. Garrison. Mr. Garrison is Donald Trump.
Oh, man, I can't.
That's just what it is.
They're going to have a field day.
Oh, they are.
They're going to have a field day. And, you know, we're having a field day talking about these sports. So, you know, thanks again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
Brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, you can find the show on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, any place to listen to podcasts, you can find us there. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you guys think. Love the 5-star kind. It's up to you. If you want to get at us directly, you can do so via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, Twitter @brotherslehman, voicemail 323-455-4219. You can find anything about us, anything on the network, on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in with us for the first-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the first time. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul, just keeping up with us, seeing what we're about up in here. Definitely want to thank you guys. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and leave the 5-star reviews. We definitely do appreciate it. Leave feedback, content, whatever you do, whatever your desire is. If you love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. I got to get back into the groove now.
Yeah,
tell your mongoose. Tell your cheetahs. Tell your panthers. Tell your leopards. Tell your lynx. Tell your lions. Tell Ryan Lochte. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we've been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
That sounds so much better than what it was last week. Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
Ain't no super heavyweight bouts with futile everyday doubts. They strive so hard to be stars, but I'm respected, son. Measure your songs and bars, but mine and measure a ton. Got my spine invested in this. I do my best to win this, cause treachery is endless. I break before I bend. Know that without King Kong to pummel, you never get quite the same rumble in your lame jungle.
Remember in one crew been so diverse. Trying to outdo the last verse that I burst. That is my curse. Your knight in rhyming armor, sentimentalist, slay all grand dragons. Grab the sharpest number two, then I'm stabbing. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil, cause they test. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil, cause they test.
I fly through the night. Yeah, mixing raw with some Sprite. Lyrics we put inside ya. Listen to these ATL riders. Keep your head straight. The streets full of snakes. Slithering, making deals, delivering. That we got you shivering. Paranoia, 1500 go to the lawyer. After paying his rent, dollars and cents. Still in big bulls, put up a fence. We moving on till the crew is on.
Okay, here you go. They call me Sugar Baby Shadow. I'm one four.
Got
my
pants.
G-double-O-D and
I ain't
the
E to M in the O. Don't try and take your brain. Cause stolen, they gon' bang. Plus drain. Get like some phone. Get on the wall. Get out. Get it
touch. Tell me, ho. Anybody disrespect my zone, we gon' get it on till we get it gone. And your mind get it right. You get it wrong, or you gon' get some.
I did it by you. Wasn't right. Staying cop. Pick a skull. Spinning. Get it rid of. Figure looking at your cheese. Got a soul. I'm out there. Time to roll. I'll over your knee. Back in the way. Roll song. Think of a spot. We keep it all dead. Top for the line. Five, five. I take your head. I restore like a tooth. Lead off a drum.
Been here, this here, this year. Get one of the five to lay it down around here. Gold and the platinum all over the walls. If you ever check the book, yo, it had big falls. Laid it down hard more than one time. Yo, I hit it, get it gone, now I'm out of mine. Went from World Captain Studders to the Hunter spoke. People still talking about the last rhyme I wrote. 87 was the year that I first stepped in. I'm hollering at Big E, doing time in the pen. I say,
what is the dope boys? I crept in, stepping all over your best friend. No way in, the lyrical last ends and smoked out sessions. The young and the rest in, some of the best in the dirty south and Midwest in. Hemisphere, they wanna be this here. The plan to be on I, go run these verses to make you see this here. Try to dock and I put my plug off in they good socket. No, the D to the F is gone forever. Rock it, lock it down.
The T-Death for Timo, who's known as a teacher. Southwest young brother bringing a pain through the speaker. It's like a disease to fiend for the cheese you need. I'm up in ease and feeling, exhibiting chilling while dealing with the devil himself. Increase my wealthy, more than 10 times the average minimum wage. Kind of track me, these days are changing rapidly. Steady tactics, creative, be maximized with proper investment. Can't be hesitant with them dead president. Or you lose, or you can lose your cash, but no
choose.
I know a whole lot of brothers in the rap game, but most of them are in it for the shiny things. They want to snatch all 10, maybe stack about 4. They want to live in the house, but don't want no grass to grow. See, what you need to do is learn the tricks of the trade. Go to work, put it down, and then get paid. If only two of us don't get caught for making a sale. I'm one, and if you the other, bro, I can't tell. Ain't nobody that can come in and get in the zone. Just trying to kill 4 birds with about 15 stones. The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook. Better listen to your corner and watch for the hook. Better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner and watch for the hook.
The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Freddie Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp.
Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your